Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Thank you for joining us here on KEXP, where the music matters. I'm Cheryl Waters. I'm down in the KEXP studios here at listener-powered KEXP and joined by Bunny. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you here. And you all look amazing. And I love the album. So let's see what you sound like live. It's Bunny on KEXP.
To myself, girl, can't
You're listening to Bunny live on KEXP. Tuned into Bunny on KEXP, where the music matters. The album Everything came out last year. All right.
Time to think.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
It's Bunny live on KEXP. You all sound so wonderful. And Jessica, you've a background in visual art. I think I read you went to school for graphic design. And you've described writing a song as seeing little paintings. Can you tell me a little bit about that process?
Yeah, I think that when I'm making music, I like think of an image in my head and just sort of go from there. I usually see songs like in colors, like for instance, our debut album, Everything, like for me, like the songs have a very blue feeling. And so, yeah, that just went from there.
Well, this album is so beautiful and so packed with emotion. And you've said that you're not a very emotional person in your day-to-day life, yet grief and emotion pour from your songs. How do you prepare yourself to be so vulnerable when you're performing these songs in front of a live audience?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard question. I can kind of separate myself on stage because I'm always so nervous when I play that I just can't access those feelings of sadness. That it's more just like nervousness and excitement. So I guess that's a disconnect there.
Well, the debut album is called Everything, and it really does explore the full spectrum of emotions that come with grief. I'm wondering how you selected the title Everything, because it says so much in just one little word.
Yeah, I think the Everything is an interesting word because it's sort of all-encompassing and finite, and that's sort of why I named the album Everything, because the album is everything to me and much more. Yeah.
Well, the songs on this album were written just before and in the wake of your partner Trey's death. And I imagine you were processing such difficult emotions and you did it through music. And what did you learn about yourself that stayed with you since then?
I think that I learned that music can help me be more vulnerable. I feel like I have difficulty being a vulnerable person, and I'm able to access that part of myself when I'm sitting down with a guitar and writing songs. And so I'm going to keep writing songs so I can be a sane person.
Well, something that you said really deeply touched me, and it was that one of the best ways to honor someone's memory is to take the best parts of them and try to see that or embody that in yourself. And I know that Trey was also a musician. Are there elements of his personality that you're trying to embody to this day?
Yeah, actually, Trey's mom was the one who said that to me. And I don't think I said that initially, but I just wanted to give her a shout out because she's the one who that instilled that in me. Trey was one of a kind. He was a crazy genius. And I just try to live, in his memory the best I can. And yeah.
Well, I feel like in times of grief, the people you surround yourself are really important, and you have this wonderful band. Tell me about the band and how it felt to introduce these songs to them.
So the band is my twin sister, Alexa, who plays bass, and she's the best. And then my brother-in-law, not technically, but that's what we call them because they're probably going to get married, Adam on guitar, and then Sarah is subbing in for our drummer, and she's amazing, Sarah Weddle. Introducing the songs to everybody, it just feels really natural. I'll send Alexa a voice memo, and she's my biggest supporter, biggest fan. And so I don't actually share my music with anybody, usually. So
we gotta give a
shout out to Tim Mikowski. Yeah. And shout out to Tim Mikowski, our guitarist who Adam's filling in for, who usually plays the other guitar, but he wrote all the lead lines. So It's a revolving cast of people, but it's all my best friends, so it makes it like really awesome. And yeah.
Well, speaking of your best friend, your visuals for Everything are stunning, and they were captured by your twin sister and bandmate Alexa. What concepts were you hoping to convey through these photographs?
It was sort of a project between Alexa and I with the art direction of the album cover image, and it was, I think, just sort of that feeling of abyss. The abyss of grief was what we were going for, hence the black.
Yeah, Jessica and I have like a really easy way of communicating with each other since we're twins. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Alexa has a microphone.
I was like, we have a really easy way of communicating each other since we're twins. So when Jessica asked me to shoot the album cover, She didn't have to do that much art direction explaining. I could read her mind more or less.
Yeah.
But it does feel very pensive and a little lonely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm constantly in awe of the caliber of the music in the Chicago music scene. And beyond pure talent, it seems like a really supportive and thriving community. Tell me what you love about your hometown.
Oh, man, Chicago is great. And the music scene is really welcoming. I remember when I was like transitioning from doing graphic design to playing shows, and it was just like a really fun, exciting time. And I was meeting so many new people. And yeah, everybody's like super supportive, super welcoming. We were immediately getting shows, and I was like making all these new great friends who are like my friends, like lifelong friends. So yeah, it's just a city that really cares about music. It's a city that's affordable enough to live in where you can like, I think, make music in a real way. And it's just a great place. Chicago forever.
Well, congratulations on your record, Everything. Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing what you do next. We're so happy to have Bunny live in the KEXP studios today. Again, thank you to all of you.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor, seriously. Yes. Yeah.
And also, thank you to our listeners. We are a listener-powered station. You can find us at kexp.org, 90.3 FM in the Seattle area, and supported by you, our listeners. So thank you so much for making these wonderful sessions possible. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and make sure you can get notifications on all the great new videos that launch. And keep an eye out for the Bunny video coming soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to KEXP Seattle.